One day, my friend Justin showed me his cell phone and said, "Aiden, look at this. This is a new mobile game application called Zombie Hunting, and it's something like Pokemon Go. When you turn on the camera, you can see zombies, and you can hunt them with weapons designated for each zombie." "Wow, that's so cool." As Justin turned his cell phone camera toward the wall, two zombies that were wandering around appeared. One of the zombies then turned his head toward our direction and flung himself at us. When Justin quickly chose an axe as a weapon and struck the zombie's head, the zombie collapsed, and a message popped up, notifying a successful hunt. "A gun for the next one." As Justin touched the weapon storage, various weapons, including pistols, machine guns, knives, hammers, and more appeared, and Justin changed his weapon to a pistol and shot it wildly at the zombie. The zombie died on the spot, splashing blood, and cheerful music played as a message popped up, notifying a successful hunt. "Wow, is the game over since both of them are dead?"
"No, this game doesn't end. If you look at the map here, it shows you the place where lots of zombies are gathered. And if you go there in person, you'll be able to find them."
"I want to try too."
"Search Zombie Hunting in the App Store. It's free and it's really fun."
I downloaded it right away and lost myself in the game from that day on. The zombie game, with its high-quality graphics and sound, quickly became very popular. It seemed even funny how people were stampeding with their phones, looking for spots where zombies were gathered. However, as the number of players increased, the number of zombies went down rapidly, and everyone became eager to find zombies that had now become so rare. One day, a pop-up appeared on the main screen of the zombie game. "Recruiting participants for the Zombie Hunting Festival." "What is this?" Reading into the content, I found that it was about inviting 50 participants to a spot where 2,000 zombies were released. It was said to take place in a mysterious place, and they even provided a bus to take people there. I was so curious and eager to go to the festival. Participants were selected through a lottery if they applied with their name, address, a photo of their face, and which weapon they would like to use if they were to participate in the festival. I took a picture of myself right away, wrote down the information, and sent it. At that moment, I got a call from Justin.
"Aiden, did you see that they were recruiting participants for the Zombie Hunting Festival?"
"Yeah, I just signed up."
"Me too. I hope we both get to go."
1 week later, Justin and I heard the miraculous news that we had both been invited. And in a few days, we would receive our invitations and a nice bulletproof vest with zombie hunting written on it. When I opened the invitation, it said, "Welcome to the Zombie Hunting Festival. All participants must wear the bulletproof vest uniforms included in order to participate." I was more than delighted, feeling like a special agent hunting zombies. A few days later, the day had finally arrived, and Justin and I arrived at the designated place wearing our bulletproof vests and with our hearts racing with excitement. Soon after, a large black bus with "Zombie Hunting Festival" written in red letters on the windshield stopped in front of us. The bus door opened, and a short-haired woman came out and gestured for us to ride the bus. As we hurried onto the bus, we found it already full of people, all wearing vests. The bus departed, and we traveled for a long time to finally reach a remote forest. It was a wide field surrounded by lush forests. When I looked around the surroundings with my camera, a huge number of zombies were roaming in the field, and participants murmured, unable to hide their excitement.
"Now, shall we get off the bus and start the game after hearing a brief explanation?"
The short-haired woman led people when we arrived at the destination. As people who had gotten off the bus gathered around her in a circle, she began explaining the game.
"Welcome to the Zombie Hunting Festival. Would you all open the application?"
When we all took our phones out and opened the application, a pop-up appeared with the phrase, "VIP Human Zombie Hunting. You are now the zombie," written on it.
"What does this mean?" the crowd buzzed.
The woman then said,
"Do you remember that you wrote down a weapon of your choice when you signed up? The weapon that you choose will now be a designated weapon to kill you. Here, you are the zombies."
"What are you talking about, bitch?"
one of the participants cursed at her, but she continued her talk regardless.
The bulletproof vests that you are wearing are designed to explode the moment you take it off. The vests are equipped with a GPS function, so the gamers are able to check your locations with their smartphones in real time. If you take off your vest to escape the chase, boom, you will be shattered in pieces. And unfortunately, this vest does not have a bulletproof function.
Bullshit! You're not really gonna kill us, right? Despite his question, the woman continued talking.
High-tension currents are flowing through the 7-meter-high fences surrounding this place. So the moment you try and climb it, you will be killed by an electric shock. You may not take off your vests, climb up the fences, and the only way you can survive here is to dodge the attacks of gamers. I know it's a difficult situation, but I hope you can survive. Good luck!
The woman stepped on the bus as she finished talking, and it quickly vanished from our sight. At that moment, a sudden loud noise of a gun was heard, and a man fell down. The people simultaneously looked at him, only to see that his face had disappeared, because his head had burst.
"Headshot!"
said a man with a shotgun, smiling, standing in the middle of armed people in white masks walking in this direction. People who had seen the grotesque scene all began to scatter and run away at full speed, and Justin and I ran into the bushes together. Some time had passed since we began running when the sound of guns finally came to a halt, and we hid behind a large rock. Justin said in a tearful voice,
"What's going on?"
"I don't know."
Then Justin found a piece of paper on the ground. It was a catalog with game instructions written on it. And what was written on it was just horrifying. VIP Human Zombie Hunting Festival. Total prize money of $6 million. Open the application and scan the zombie's face with the camera. You can only earn points by killing them with a designated weapon. We will be in charge of cleaning up the mess, so don't worry and kill as much as you want. Justin, after looking at the catalog, said,
"VIP Human Zombie Hunting? I've seen this game. It was made by the same company, but this one was a paid game. And I thought it was a scam because the subscription fee was $20,000. No way! Have we become zombies in this game?"
I felt chills running down my body as I listened to Justin.
"I think so. I guess they lured us all the way here by introducing it as a festival to use us as zombies,"
Justin replied in a trembling voice.
"Let's call the police."
I urgently took out my phone, only to find that everything else had gone dead except the zombie game app.
"My cell phone must be broken. Try yours."
However, Justin's phone was also frozen in the same way.
"Both of our cell phones are dead? What's wrong with them? Maybe they planted viruses in the application. It doesn't make sense that they're both broken."
Then Justin flopped and said,
"Aiden, which weapon did you choose?"
"An axe. What about you?"
"A machine gun."
Then, all of a sudden, two white-masked men appeared as they scampered through the bush, and Justin and I lowered our bodies and hid behind the rock. "Turn on the map. We have two here." They went up to the rock where we were hiding and shoved their phones in our faces as soon as they found us. As Justin's face was recognized, information about him floated over his head.
"Wow, a machine gun for him."
They simultaneously took out the machine guns that they were carrying on their shoulders and began shooting at Justin. In an instant, Justin fell down, riddled with bullets. When Justin died, they shoved their phones at me.
"What? An axe for him? Did you bring the axe?"
When the man asked the other man standing next to him, he searched through a large backpack that he was carrying and dropped the machine gun under the rock by mistake. I quickly grabbed the fallen machine gun and fired madly at them, and they died on the spot, splashing blood.
"Justin!"
I ran over to Justin and tried to raise him to his feet, but he was already dead. I held him and sobbed for a long time before I was determined that I could not die in vain like this here.
"I must survive first. I have to get out of here alive."
I stopped crying and approached the dead bodies of the gamers and opened their backpacks. Inside, I found all sorts of weapons,
including sharp knives, pistols, and electric shockers. I took the backpack and machine gun and put them on my shoulders. And when I took their masks off, I was in utter shock. The dead man was a senator who had been elected a few months ago, and it gave me chills that a politician had been indulging in murder as a hobby. When I turned on his cell phone, just as Justin had said, the game VIP Human Zombie Hunting was running. The screen was showing a picture of Justin, and cheerful music was playing along with a message that he had succeeded in a hunt. To think that they had tried to kill me with the weapon that I wanted. Their ideas, like that of a psychopath, made me grind my teeth. When I turned on the map, the gamer's locations were marked with circles with blue arrows on them, with GPS on their smartphones, and the prey's locations were marked with red dots, receiving information from the GPS function embedded in the vests. Seeing that there were only about 25 red dots left on the map, I could guess that half were already dead. How should I escape? I took off the clothes of the dead gamer and put on the white mask to disguise my appearance as a gamer. But I could not hide the red dot of my GPS because the bomb in the vest would explode if I took it off. I was walking through the forest, trying not to make sounds from my footsteps as much as I could, when I heard a scream nearby and hid myself behind a tree. There was a gamer in a white mask pointing his gun at a skinny small man. "It's the first time I've seen a freak write down pins as a weapon. You bastard, looking like a drawing pin with your skinny body." As the gamer muttered in an annoyed tone, the small man was kneeling and begging for his life. I couldn't just stand there watching, so I approached them. "Do you need some pins?" When I started talking, the gamer turned his head around and gladly said, "You carry pins? Great, let me borrow some. By the way, how am I supposed to kill him with pins?" I opened my backpack and pretended to search through it, only to pull out a pistol and shoot at the gamer. The man who was watching screamed louder. Taking off my mask, I said, "Shh." Then he stopped screaming and asked,
"Who are you?"
"I'm Aiden. I'm being chased, just like you. Get your weapons first." He nodded with a surprised look and picked up the weapons of the dead gamer. "What's your name?"
"My name is Pedro."
"Do you have any idea about where we are?"
"Not at all."
Pedro introduced himself as an engineer, said that he might be able to remove the GPS built into the vest, and started fumbling around my vest. Soon after, he cut a small groove behind the back and took out a nail-sized GPS device with his fingers.
"Wow, how did you know it was there?"
"I was lucky enough to find it. Can you also remove the GPS from my vest?"
I took out his GPS by listening to his instructions so our red dots could be removed from the map forever. I also put the gamer's clothes on top of Pedro's vest and put the mask on his face. When we were each equipped with the gamer's phones, our locations were marked with a blue arrow. Perfectly disguised as gamers, we were wandering through the woods when we saw a cabin far away.
"Let's check that out."
We carefully went into the cabin, holding our guns. 5 masked gamers were resting inside, and I whispered to Pedro, who seemed surprised and startled.
"We need to get information about this place from them. They won't know who we are because we're disguised as gamers."
Pedro nodded quietly, and we approached them in a composed manner. A couple in the group glanced at us and started up a conversation.
"Hello, how many people have you killed so far?"
I was bewildered, but I replied in a nonchalant tone, 3.
"It's amazing that you already scored 3. We've each killed 1 and are taking a rest. It's not so easy to hunt because they are resisting so much."
"But honey, it was fun, right?"
"Yeah, absolutely. When would we be able to kill people with our minds at such ease?"
"It was so funny how he struggled to live a while ago."
That moment, Pedro, who seemed to have mustered the courage thanks to the mask, asked,
"Why did you two participate in this game?"
The man replied,
"We've done everything we could do with money, but we couldn't go around killing people, right? Because we would end up in jail. In this game, I can kill as much as I want if I have money, and they take care of everything else. So I really wanted to experience it. Nothing is more interesting than an experience that others haven't gone through, right?"
His wife, who had been listening to him, added,
I really like the moment when people come to me and beg for life. It makes me feel as if I am the god. Should I say that I feel almost omniscient to end a person's life with my own hands? The law of the jungle is more thrilling when it takes place in the wild than in society.
That was when one of the three sturdily built men drinking beer, one with a tattoo on his arm, said, "The people who enjoy this is scarier, right? We're just here for the money. We're on the stronger side rather than the smart side, so we had a better chance of winning than gambling. Now let's stop resting and move on with our hunts. We gotta make money." Everyone started getting up and moving on the man's words. Then the couple came up to us and suggested,
"Do you want to move as a team? I'm afraid that my wife will have a hard time as a woman if we encounter several preys at once. I don't think you look that strong either, so why don't we help each other and enjoy the game?"
The man talked as he scanned the skinny appearance of Pedro, and I accepted their offer at the thought that I would be able to figure out the way out of there if I followed them. A team of four formed just like that, and we were walking side to side through the forest when his wife looked into her cell phone and shouted,
We have one zombie hiding nearby. I guess it's behind that tree."
As the couple slowly approached the tree, the man who was hiding suddenly popped out and struck the woman in the head with a large stone, and she collapsed, bleeding from her forehead. The woman's husband held his wife and shouted to us,
"Hurry! Kill him!"
I was confused and dumbfounded because Pedro shot him with the machine gun, and the man fell on the spot with a gunshot to his leg. Then the woman got to her feet and walked toward him as she wiped off the blood trickling down her forehead.
"Everyone, wait. Don't kill him with a gun. It's an axe,"
she said as she looked down at the fallen man, holding an axe in her hand.
"You should have begged me for your life. I am your god."
She struck him with her axe at full power, and I trembled with fear at the sight of it. If my identity was to be revealed, I would be killed like that, as I had written an axe for my weapon of choice. Pedro, who had been watching all of it by my side, grabbed me by my clothes tightly, and I could see that his hands were also slightly shaking. Her husband managed to barely stop her from continuing to strike her axe into the dead body. He was deformed to a point where we couldn't even recognize him. He said,
"It's enough."
She took a breath in a huff. A moment later, cheerful music played with a picture of the dead man appearing on the screen of the phone. As the sun set, there was only one red dot left on the map, and gamers, blinded by the prize money, began to frantically search the forest. Shortly after, a man who had been hiding in the forest was surrounded by gamers. A message saying, "Designated weapon, knife," appeared on top of his head.
"Please, spare my life."
The man pleaded with his hands together, but everyone rushed in and began wielding their knives at the man, as they fought over the man's body to take as much of it as they could. The man's arms and legs were cut off in an instant, and the gamers were pointing guns at each other over the body when the tattooed gamer that we saw in the cabin began shooting his gun at people and shouted, "This is mine. Don't you dare touch it." The gamer was shouting while holding the back of the man's vest when his body dropped out of the vest and fell to the ground and exploded all at once. "What the? Does this count?" Cheerful music came out from the tattooed gamer's cell phone to notify a successful hunt. And subsequently, a sound of fanfare resonated with a message celebrating him for winning the game. He had killed a total of 18 people. And was by far the winner. The winner of the prize money of $6 million was finally decided. Two men who had been in his party laughed and shouted,
"Dave, we're rich now!"
That was when he shot the other two of his party and murmured, "No, it's only me that's rich." Right then, the black shuttle bus that brought me here appeared, and the short-haired woman who had explained the game got off. She approached the winner and said with a big smile,
"Congratulations on winning the VIP human zombie game."
He replied, chuckling like a demon,
"I'm rich now, super rich."
The woman looked at the winner as if she was pleased and proceeded,
To celebrate the winner, the CEO and founder of the VIP Human Zombie Hunting Game will give a congratulatory speech.
Then Pedro, who was standing next to me, took off his mask and vest, walked to the woman, took the microphone and said,
"Hello, I am CEO Pedro, the founder of the VIP Human Zombie Hunt Game. I participated as a zombie to enjoy this scene of slaughter up close, and I'm glad to have survived to give you the prize money. I sincerely congratulate you on your win."
I was so surprised that I could only stare blankly at Pedro. Pedro glanced at me and continued with his speech.
"I did not start this game to make money. I was like a zombie stumbling helplessly in this society, ruled by the law of the jungle, because I had a small physique and no financial ability. I had to be beaten up for no reason while going my way, and I was bullied by my colleagues. I made this game as I only stayed in my room, suffering from social phobia. However, it was well received by the public and I was able to make so much money and become super rich. Thanks to this, I could be named as the Strong. But it was not enough to satisfy my desires. I also wanted to become physically strong."
Then the winner shouted, "What the hell are you talking about? Stop talking and just give me the prize money." At that moment, the gamers' phones all rang simultaneously with notification sounds, and a pop-up appeared. VVIP upgraded human zombie hunting. You are now the zombie. As the crowd buzzed, Pedro continued talking.
"You have enjoyed slaughter in a position of being strong, both financially and physically. However, this is a world that I created. If you are the Strong, I am the God. Do you remember writing down the weapons you wanted to use when you applied for this festival? The weapons that you wrote down will be the designated weapons used to hunt you down."
"What the heck are you talking about?" As the furious gamers rushed at Pedro, soldiers armed with body armor, helmets, and various weapons got off the black bus. As the soldiers fired at the sky, everyone screamed and started running toward the forest. Pedro, who had been watching the scene, laughed and said,
"The real game starts now. I wish you all luck."
I sank to the floor in surprise, and the soldiers dragged me somewhere with my eyes covered and sat me down on a chair. I shouted, "Please, someone help me!" After a while, I took off the blindfold because I couldn't sense anyone near me, and I found myself sitting alone in an empty shuttle bus. The bus driver asked without looking back, "What's your destination?" I told him my home address in a trembling voice. As soon as I was home safely, I called the police.
"People are dying in the forest. I just ran away from a murder game."
The police asked over the phone, "Where is it that the murder took place?"
"I don't know the exact location because it was a remote forest. I went there by a bus that they provided."
"Who are they?"
"It's a game hosted by an application called Zombie Hunting. If you search it on the App Store..."
"Hold on. Zombie Hunting? There's no such thing as that."
"What?"
I hung up and searched the App Store, only to find that it had disappeared without a trace.